We want to welcome Dr. Francis Nigel Lee to our pulpit in Southfield this evening. He'll be preaching tonight, tomorrow night, and Friday night. Thursday's a day of rest for him, and also Saturday night and the Lord's Day twice. So we are going to be privileged to hear from Dr. Lee. And I want to read this introduction. You'll bear with me because I think it's worth reading. You'll know something about Dr. Lee. Dr. Francis Nigel Lee was born in 1934 in the Westmoreland County of Cumbria in Great Britain. At the onset of the Second World War, Dr. Lee's father was appointed by the Royal Navy as Chief Radar Officer, South Atlantic. So the family moved to South Africa. There, Dr. Lee became a Calvinist. He had the great joy of leading both of his parents to Christ, became minister of God's Word and Sacraments in the Reformed Church of Natal. Emigrating to the United States, he attended the very first General Assembly of the Presbyterian Church in America, transferred his previous ministerial credentials to that denomination, and pastored congregations in Mississippi and Florida. He has been professor of philosophy at Shelton College in New Jersey, research scholar in residence at the Christian Studies Center in Memphis, academic dean of Graham Bible College in Bristol, Tennessee. He's the only person who has served on the executives of both the British Lord's Day Alliance, headquartered in London, and the Lord's Day Alliance of the United States, headquartered in Atlanta. Preacher, theologian, lawyer, educationist, historian, philosopher, and author, Dr. Lee has produced more than 300 publications, including many books, and also a multitude of long and published manuscripts. In addition to an honorary LLD, has 20 earned degrees, including some 10 earned doctorates, awarded for dissertations in law, literature, philosophy, and theology. His latest major work is a dissertation of more than 800 pages on tiny human life against abortion. Now, on the table at the back of this room here are notices of his 3,500-page manuscript, the title of which is The Root and Fruits of English Common Law. And this manuscript is looking for a publisher. We hope to get it on the Internet as well as other places. But I would like you to be aware of the fact that, in my opinion, this manuscript has the potential of bringing Western society back to a Christian law base and of reclaiming Western society, which I believe the kingdom of God is going to do. Dr. Lee has also written a well-known moving description of leading his father's murderer to Christ. The title is The Sovereignty of God and the Salvation of My Father's Slayer. Dr. Lee rises early, reads God's Word in 8 languages, walks a couple of miles before breakfast. He's been around the world some 6 or 7 times. He's visited 88 countries for several repeatedly. He's visited every continent, continues to be in demand as a promoter of doctoral students in Australia, Britain, South Africa, and the United States. His wife, Nellie, is in full-time Christian service as a godly homemaker. Their elder daughter, Johanna, teaches English, German, and modern history in Brisbane at Park Ridge High School. Their younger daughter, Anna Marie, whom Dr. Lee baptized as a baby in 1970, is now secretary librarian, Queensland Presbyterian Theological Hall, Brisbane, Australia. So we're delighted to have Dr. Lee with us tonight, but we want to give attention to the Word of God. He's going to read it and bring us a message. Thank you as well.